Hi, and thank you for joining us for this episode of UMBC's Mic'd Up podcast. My name is Denise Cardona from the Office of Professional Programs at UMBC. Today, I am joined by Marissa Jagernoff from our Technical Management Graduate Program. We hope that you enjoy this discussion. Marissa, it's so wonderful to have you here on UMBC's Mic'd Up podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So it's really great to have you here, and I'm really excited. Before I hit the publish button on this, record button, I should say, I just told you that I'm really excited to speak with you because you graduated from the Technical Management Graduate Program here at UMBC, and I've been looking forward to speaking with somebody in that program, so I'm so happy that you decided to participate in this interview with us. So thank you for that. I'm really grateful. That being said, can you tell us a little bit about your journey to get to UMBC and the Technical Management Graduate Program?
Yeah. So I got my undergrad in Management of Cyber and Information Technology. And so once I had graduated in 2019, I was like, you know, I work at NASA and I'm with all these engineers and these scientists all day. I think it would be really great if I could have that better understanding or be able to relate to them a little bit more in my job. So I was like, okay, I don't want an MBA, but I want something a little bit more technical. And so as I was looking, technical management popped up for UMBC. And so I was like, oh, why not? So I applied and my brother goes to UMBC. And so he's doing something completely different, but his experience at the school has been great. So I was like, why not? So I applied.
Oh, that's great. And I can attest as well. I've been at UMBC for 16 years now as a staff, you know, member, but I'm also a graduate student and I've been doing that for about 3 years and I'm almost ready to graduate in May. So I'm a few months behind me here because you just graduated in December. Thank you. Congratulations to you too. Thank you. So it's a really great community. I love being part of UMBC. Right off the top, what would you say, what did you like most about being a student at UMBC in the graduate program?
So I consider myself a fresh out, right? I went immediately from my undergrad to my graduate degree. And so when I started with technical management, there was so many people from different, like they've been in like this, the private sector, the public sector, they've done government, they've done like Northrop Grumman, and they've been there for like years and years and on end. Right. So I have this fresh like school knowledge and a little bit of like professional experience. And these people are coming with all of this professional experience. So I really, really enjoyed having like the conversations in the classroom with them, with the material, even outside of the classroom. So I thought that was really invaluable.
Oh, yeah. Being able to speak to people doing things that are different from what you're doing in your daily life, yet somehow related with the technical end of it. I really think that's how people learn best, is being around other people and picking each other's brains, right? And figuring out like, okay, we may work for different companies, we may have different roles, but some of the things are very similar. And being able to hear and see and witness how other people kind of, I don't want to say, you know, attack a problem, but yes, attack a problem and figure out, find solutions. And how do they do that? It's a really good learning opportunity. Now, so you work at NASA. That's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about what your role is there at NASA?
So I am what you call a resources analyst. So I work directly with the engineers and the scientists to come up with like estimates for how much something will cost and if they receive funding, how they're going to spend that funding to get these things launched into space or into testing. And you get to be a part of these things that you may not be able to see launch now, but then in 20 years, something like JWST launches and you're like, wow, I was a part of something like that. So even, you know, it's really interesting.
Yeah. What would you say is the most fascinating part about being part of a NASA team?
It has to be the interactions you have, because you have so many minds from all over the place, right? They have all of these backgrounds, and it's to see, like you said earlier, to tackle a problem and to see them take something and just completely deconstruct it and put it back together in like 15 different ways. And at the same time, they're trying to figure out how to be cost effective and like, how can this work not only now, but like 10 years from now, what that looks like. I love that. Just the intricacies of like the teams and everything at NASA. I love it.
Yeah, I would imagine if you are just out and about at a social gathering and somebody hears that you work at NASA, they probably want to pick your brain and talk to you all night long about the latest and greatest things that's going on there.
Everyone wants to talk about Mars, how we're going to the moon. Yeah.
Oh my God, the Webber telescope, right?
Yeah.
That must have been something
Oh,
fascinating
James
too.
Webb was phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Wow, that's so cool. So in terms of the technical management program, how did that prepare you for some of the things that you are doing now in your role at NASA?
It reinforced a lot of what I was doing at NASA. So a lot of the team building, a lot of the like the statistics from one of the classes that we had, it definitely reinforced what I was already doing because I was just doing them because I had to do them. And so through the program, I understood like the implications of like, if you're doing this is kind of what it'll do for you 10, 15 years out, or like, this is how you're doing it, and this is why we do it in the industry. And I really enjoyed that because a lot of it is just kind of like, here you go. You kind of figure it out and you get it done. And then, you know, you go to class and you're like, that is why I do that. That makes sense. So I really, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. I'm curious. So you graduated with your undergraduate and then you got a job at NASA or was it
so,
during
no,
that time?
I went through the Pathways program. So I got it during my undergrad. So I started at NASA in 2017 as a Pathways student. And then, so I've been a resource analyst the whole way through. And then, so I graduated in 2019. I didn't convert to a civil servant. I was like, oh, maybe I want to be a contractor. I want to be a little bit more technical because during my undergrad, I launched sounding rockets on the Roxette program. So I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I think I want to continue to do this. So I was like, okay, let's try being a contractor for a year and being like a task lead. And I wasn't really a fan of it. I missed the resource analyst work. I missed dealing with the money side of things. And so I applied for UMBC again, and I got into the Pathways program again. And then now I'm a permanent civil servant resource analyst.
Yay. I mean, I think it's really, really awesome that you figured out what you didn't want to do and what you did want to do. And I think a lot of times we forget that it's in those times that we realize we pick what we don't want to do. I mean, I know I've been there too, where I'm like, I really don't like this aspect of my job. I really want to figure out a way to not have to do that so much and maybe do this instead. I think that's a real gift when you can figure that out. And when an organization allows you the opportunity to sort of be flexible enough to figure that out too. Yeah, that to me is such a gift to be able to kind of experiment in your own mind. Like, what's working, what's not? And realizing like, maybe this education will help me figure out this end.
I think with the technical management program, it helped me see how much more value it is to be a resource analyst. And like, it gave more value to my job. So that's why I really like the program at UBC.
Absolutely. I'm happy to hear that. Did you have any sort of expectations before going into the program, things that you expected you'd get out of it? And did you?
I didn't really know what to expect, right? Because when I am a first generation student, so a lot of my family, I'm the only one with my master's among a couple of my cousins. So going in, I was like, I don't really know what to expect. Like, I know some programs are really intense with like reading and writing, and others are really intense with like math, depending on what you're doing. And I was like, I don't really know what I want. So when I got in there and when I started, and it was basically, it's like very much discussion based. And like the reading, I enjoy all of those things. The little nitty gritty, the little tiny details. I love stuff like that.
There's the analyst in you.
Yeah, it's the analyst in me. So like, I love things like that. So when we started doing those in class, I was like, this is great. Like this feels like, I don't want to say it feels like nothing, but like, it was like a breeze. Like I could take it in stride and keep going. So it was nice.
I think that has something to do with who you are as a person too, right? So you enjoy that kind of, you probably enjoy writing. You probably enjoy discussing. You probably enjoy all of that interaction and learning that way and being able to apply things that way. Whereas some people, they're like, I just lock me in a room with a computer and let me figure this stuff out. So I think that speaks highly to what the program is about and how it's sort of, you know, how it's laid out for students. Could you talk a little bit about what the peer-to-peer engagement was like in a classroom setting there at UMBC?
We had groups, like little in-groups within the class, and then you would have, like, you know, just generalized like group discussion, but when we had those little groups, like I've made friends in those classes that I still talk to. And so it's great because we'll still joke about like what we've learned in the class. We'll still reference the material and the books, and we all still have the books. And we're like, oh, well, that's what that person said. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice when you can have a community of learners that mm-hmm. way. I found that with my program at UMBC as well, mm-hmm. with both the faculty and the peers, like being able to, I'm very close with some of my peers that I'm in school with, and some have already graduated. I've connected with them on LinkedIn, and we have really great lively discussions and such. And some of the faculty, they're just amazing. What did you think of, like, what were your takeaways from the faculty? What were they like?
Everyone is very approachable. So I know I'm always very apprehensive to be like, hey, I don't really understand this. But the professors were very good at being like, you're not supposed to understand everything. Like, you need someone to rely on. That's what you have your peers for. That's what these in-groups are for. And that's what I'm here for, as like a supplement. It's not like my word is the end all be all. It's take my opinion, right? Take the opinions of your others, come up with your own, and then come back and we'll talk about it. So I really enjoy that. Because when you're coming from like a sciencey kind of background, or like, and I feel like there's always an answer. There's always a right answer. And with this program, it gives you the opportunity to have multiple answers and still kind of be right at the end of the day. So I really like that.
Ooh, that's even better. Yes. To be right at the end of the day. Yeah. And and it's not like a black and white. There's a little gray area there where mm-hmm. there you can prove yourself and you can have mm-hmm. discussions and be able to maybe win debates on that. Yeah, I think that's really cool. That sounds like a really fun way to learn. So one of my instructors in my program, you know, I was the same way. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't want to be wrong with things. And I felt like, okay, I'm going to hand this assignment in and I have no idea mm-hmm. if I'm in the right direction or not. And, you know, I would call myself a more seasoned student. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I've been around the block a few decades. And so I don't want to be like that student that doesn't get it or is holding the rest of the class back or whatnot. But I remember last semester I handed in an assignment at the beginning of the semester and felt a little apprehensive about it and self-conscious. And lo and behold, yes, I kind of like messed up part of the assignment. I didn't get it. But my instructor was so awesome. She said to me, this sticks in me, even with what I do at UMBC as a staff member, that the point of any situation that you put yourself in is not to be perfect. It's mm-hmm. to progress. And, you know, she said, look, you're in graduate school because you want to learn something. Mm-hmm. So obviously you're not going to have all the answers. And that's what we're here for, is to help mm-hmm. guide you on that learning journey. So it's great when you don't have all the answers, because it gives mm-hmm. you that opportunity to gather more answers. And I thought, oh, I love that approach. And I can get behind that. And I feel better about things. So after that conversation, I was able to hand things into her with more confidence, knowing it's okay if I'm like not perfect on it. She's here to guide me. So anybody listening to this who is a graduate student right now, or somebody who is considering graduate school, you do not have to worry about being perfect. You just have to show up and want to learn and progress, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was your biggest takeaway from studying in the technical management graduate program here at UMBC?
So my biggest takeaway from the technical management program is you don't have to be scared to get the assignments done or to work with others. I was very timid during my undergrad. I didn't really ask a lot of questions. I didn't really socialize too much. I didn't really put all into my working groups. But through the technical management program, I was able to become more comfortable with someone from a different sector, a different agency, and just understand that like my thoughts and opinions and my answers were also just as important as the next person's. And I think that that's something that is completely invaluable when you're looking into a graduate program, because you've done all the studying you need to do for your 4 years, and now you're in grad school, and you're just taking what you've learned there and applying it and sharing it with others. And I cannot be more grateful for that.
Oh, I love it. Like learning and sharing. Like to me, is there any greater way to put what education really means in this world is learning something and going out there in the world and sharing it with other people. Yeah, that was a powerful statement that you just made there. It resonates. And I think it's going to resonate with a lot of people who are listening to this. So can you think of anything else that I have not asked you that you think other people who may be watching this or on YouTube or listening on a podcast player, if they're on the fence and they're not really sure if technical management is something they should even consider, what would you say to them?
It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. But you can take it one class at a time, right? And then even within your one class at a time, the professors and the students are there to help you and work with you. So there is nothing that you can't do to get your graduate degree at the end of the day. I took 3-ish years to get it done versus when my head and my expectation, I was like, oh, I can get it done in one, but it took me 3. So there is nothing you can't do. So I recommend that you can take your time. At the end of the day, when you're done, you're done. You have a degree. So,
absolutely. There's no regret there at all.
None.
And it goes by so fast, doesn't it, Marissa? It's been 3 years, almost 3 years for me. And when I first started, I thought, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But it was during the pandemic and I had nothing else to do. So I said, I really need to challenge my brain because I'm, you know, freaking out about the world. And this is a good way to use my brain. But I remember thinking, this seems like a long road, like 3 years, maybe even 4 years. That's like a long time. But gosh, it went by so fast. And I'm like, I'm in my last semester. I can't believe that. And I just graduated. It must be just an amazing feeling.
Yeah. And I know as myself, I very much value like person to person, like in-person classes and stuff like that. And so I had the one semester on campus and then we launched into the pandemic. Right. And then I never went back to the campus. So I remember when the pandemic hit and we switched to everything online, I was worried. I was like, I don't always do too well in this online environment, but I was very surprised at myself at how well I did and how accommodating UMBC was when we had to go through and do the online environment. So I was surprised.
Excellent. Yes. And I know UMBC for the most part now, generally speaking, it's in-person, hybrid, and online as well. Yeah. So they've got options for everybody. Mm-hmm. Yes, I personally love online learning, and I love I love developing that online learning as well. So I'm a fan of that, but I see a lot of value, and I can understand the value in having that in-person interaction for learning, because you know it's something that there are certain discussions that are just so much better when it's like right there in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. All right. I always love to ask this question in a podcast episode because we like to focus sometimes on this professional essentials development type of audience. And I know that our listeners enjoy that professional development stuff. So Marissa, my question for you is, what is your favorite quote and why?
Okay, so my favorite quote isn't like anything official and published and out there, but it's known in like, I heard it from another resource analyst when I first started, and they were like, every issue is a solvable problem. So there is always a solution. There's nothing, just why are you freaking out? There's always an answer. If you make a mistake, we can fix it. So that's my favorite like quote or quotes.
That is an awesome quote. My director at UMBC taught me that lesson many, many years ago. I would go into her office and be like, I have this problem, and without a solution. And she's like, Denise, you got to bring solutions. Next time, I want you to bring a solution. That was the biggest lesson, professional lesson I ever learned is, yeah, okay. So now, like, I love coming in with solutions. It might not be the right one, but it gets the ball rolling. It's so important to have that solutions-oriented seeker type of mentality with anything. Even like trying to find your pocketbook, if you forgot where you put your wallet, problem solve, find the solution. Everything does have a solution. We might not like the solution all the time, but there is a solution to most everything in this world. And my last question is, what is the greatest lesson that you've ever learned in your life so far?
Oh, my greatest lesson. It's okay not to live to your own expectations. I know I set myself as I guess would be in my head the highest level that I could be, and sometimes I can't even meet my own expectations. So it's okay. You don't always have to hit it. You can, it's always changing, it's ever evolving. It's okay. You can sulk about it for a day and we'll move on.
Good advice, because I think a lot of people, if you have that sort of overachiever personality, or they call it the type A personality, it can be really hard not to like meet your expectations. And
Absolutely.
like, you can have a to-do list that's 50 million items long, and if you don't check every single thing off at the end of the day, you feel like you failed. And it's like, forget the 499 that you did. I didn't
That you
get the
got done,
fifth.
yeah.
I didn't do the 500th, the last one there. So yeah, that's a really good piece of advice, and I hope that listeners let it marinate and take that on, because it's really important to set your expectations, expect things, but know that we're all a work in progress. On that note, I just want to say this has been a really great conversation. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm so grateful that you
Thank
were
you.
willing to come on and speak with us and, share some insights with the listeners on your experience with UMBC and what you're doing now with NASA, which I think is just
Thank you.
so cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of UMBC's Mic'd Up podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you'd like to learn more about our offerings, do a search for technical management at UMBC or click the link in the show notes.